So a couple of weeks ago, we caught up with Nikki Weston from Upper Huntershire Council to talk about the rather sedate activity of Tai Chi. Well, something a little bit more exuberant is coming up, and that is triathlon. And we're joined by Nikki again to have a chat about it. Nikki, how are we doing?
Yeah, great, thanks.
Nikki, there is a big day coming up on the 14th of November. What's happening in the lead up to that?
So we the Stone Triathlon have got some funding to put on some sessions to help beginners get started into triathlon. So we've got six sessions for females, fully funded. So it's $10 to actually join the program, but that gets you all of your training sessions, your entry into the pool for those swim sessions, and your entry into the event on the Sunday.
What does the training incorporate? Do they have to run 42 kilometres and swim to the other side of the Pacific, that sort of thing?
No, the training is to really get newbies into the program. So we're doing some bike skills on the netball court. We've got some swim sessions, which are just a bit of stroke correction and orientation in the pool for anyone who's not that comfortable. And sort of running just the same. So just hopping off your bike and then running, which is... anyone who's tried to do that knows that's a pretty tricky skill. Your legs usually feel like jelly. So we do a bit of that, but it's really, really achievable distances. So the shortest distance event on the Sunday is a 100-metre swim, 3-kilometre ride, and then a 1K walk or run. So really achievable. We're just hoping to get as many people out as possible.
Okay, so that's going to be on the 14th of November. There's a number of different distances. It goes all the way up to 400-metre swim, 18-kilometre ride, and a 4-kilometre run. Is that the one that you'll be doing, Nikki?
Hopefully that's the one that, as long as I don't have to be out there marching, that's the one that I'll be doing. But yeah, we've got distances in between. You can do all of the sections of the triathlon. You can bring a couple of friends and do one part each. You can use the flippers in the pool. We've also got a sort of a window of start time. So if you don't want to get on the start line and feel like you've got to race people, you've got a 10-minute window to get started and just do it at your own pace. We obviously have marshals out on the bike course just to make sure that everybody gets out and back. So if you don't know how to change a tyre, that's fine. We do have a sag wagon that will pick up anybody who is in difficulty. So yeah, hopefully we've got all bases covered so that people will feel comfortable coming and having a go.
Nice to be able to get out and about and doing it again. I imagine it's been some time since any kind of triathlon activities have been happening, mainly because of COVID.
Yes, it has been a long time. So we're sort of in line with community sports, so we could start up again with all the COVID requirements. But it's just so beautiful riding around here at the moment. It's all looking so green. So it's definitely a good time to get out and about.
And a good idea to do a little bit of training. This is not something that you should just launch at first time ever. You need to do a little bit of loosening up before you get into it, I'm assuming?
A little bit of knowledge as to what you're doing and what you're going to wear and how you're going to get changed and all that sort of stuff. So it's just good to come along, get a bit of information so that on the day you feel really comfortable knowing that you're all over it.
So our budding triathletes, where do they go to find out more information ahead of it?
Well, they can just give me a call. They can go to the Stone Triathlon Club Facebook page, and it's also on the Upper Hunter Country Tourism Facebook page.
Well, plenty of fun for everybody that's into their triathlon. Nice to get out and get that blood flowing and start getting a little exercise because we've all been trapped indoors for such a long time. Nikki Weston, as always, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. See ya.